are breaking news. Russia and China having vetoed the UN Security Council resolution on Syria. We're going to get a little later an update from RT's Marina Portnaya in New York. But first, we go to our guest who is standing by. The Security Council meeting comes amid reports of Syria of a new crackdown in the city of Homs, with hundreds reportedly killed. For more on this, I'm joined by Dr. Ali Mohammed, editor-in-chief of the Syria Tribune website, who joins us from Dubai. Thanks for joining us. So a veto has been placed on the resolution. What happens next?
Well, the nations that claim that this resolution will not be in preparation for any military action are now required to prove what they claimed. The Russians were not happy, the Chinese were not happy about the resolution, they vetoed it, and there is something that can solve the problem, an initiative by the Russian government to host talks between the different parties in Syria. And I think it is up to those nations to prove that they want the welfare for Syria and they want the Syrian people to live in prosperity, and therefore they have to push for accepting these negotiations.
Now, activists in Syria claim this is the worst violence since the anti-government protests started. Damascus says the killings were carried out by terrorists seeking to influence the UN's decision. Which do you think it is?
Well, it is still a little bit early to tell which one it is, but I lean towards not believing the Syrian army waited 10 months and then just the night before the UN Security Council meeting, it decided to start bombarding Homs. The situation in Homs has been difficult for the Syrian regime supporters for such a long time. And I don't see why the army would choose such a critical timing to start its vicious crackdown as described. The key word is what you said. They are only claims. And just 2 weeks ago, we had the Arab League observers who could have gone there and investigated. But unfortunately, they were pulled out for no good reason. And therefore, there are only claims from this side, opposite claims from that side. So we cannot really tell what's going on. But I don't think that the army was shelling neighborhoods. It's not like the Syrian army. This is number one. And claims like that happened before in Latakia, in Jisr al-Shughur, in Dara. And the opposition was not able to prove any of these claims over the past 10 months.
Thanks very much for your insight and perspective. We're going to keep talking with you in a little bit, but first I'm going to step away now so we can talk with our correspondent in New York, Marina Portnaya, who is standing by at the UN. So Moscow has made its position very clear, and they have voted against this resolution, Marina, also with China. Tell us more about this.
That's right. That's right. It took about 4 minutes after the meeting finally began, where the head of the Security Council asked how many countries support the draft resolution and how many don't support it. And that's when Russia and China cast their veto once again. This was a repeat circumstance. We saw this happen back in October. Now, Russia has been saying all week long and raising its concerns over the draft text that was put together on the resolution of Syria. And Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Russia did make some amendments, wanted some amendments to be made to this draft resolution being pushed by the West and the Arab League. And according to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, they were not excessive measures. He said that a UN resolution on Syria would be possible if a constructive approach would be taken. Now, while the text of this resolution over the week has softened a bit to meet Russia's demands, such as dropping a push for an arms embargo, there was still language in the text that, according to Russian officials, could have been interpreted as regime change and pushing for foreign intervention. The term consider further measures was still in this resolution. Now, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov believes that internal conflicts in sovereign states should not be dealt with in this way, such as using the Security Council as a tool to intervene in conflicts on On the contrary, Russia's position and China's position and other countries believe that the Security Council should try to be facilitating a peaceful approach, not taking sides. Now, Mr. Lavrov also addressed his concerns, his specific concerns about the draft resolution, saying that it's very one-sided. It does not indicate that the opposition groups are using arms and also contributing to the violence. He made his statements while attending a security conference in Munich. Let's take a listen.
First, condemnation of the government is accompanied by much briefer condemnation of the armed groups for the intimidation of the, for the attacks against the state institutions. And then the government receives a whole list of demands, what it has to do. No demands are addressed to the armed groups except that they should stop violence. But the demands to government are much more specific.
Russia's foreign minister will be heading to Damascus on Tuesday to meet with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. In the meantime, U.S. President Barack Obama did issue a statement this morning. At the end of the statement, he said that it's time for the Assad government to go. I'm paraphrasing what he said because it was a page-long statement, but basically the U.S. is clearly calling for regime change. We heard and saw those similar calls being made right before the military intervention took place in Libya, when the U.S. president said it's time for Gaddafi to go. So clearly this is a narrative that is being repeated, but it's a narrative that Russia and China are not going along with.
All right, RT's Marina Portnaya live from the United Nations with that report. Thanks for that update.